Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem Shir for Women, Shir number 45. The Gemara Bava Kama says, do not cast a stone into the well from which you drank. This is the concept of appreciation and gratitude that ranks very high on the list of spiritual values. We sometimes find that some people may befriend a person only as long as they can benefit from that relationship. And as soon as they see there's no more personal gain to be had by connecting with that person, they may not only terminate that friendship, but they may even turn against their benefactor if that's an advantage to them right now. This is a sign of gross selfishness and shows a very low character. The principle is so important that the Torah requires that we observe it literally and to practice it even in impersonal ways. For example, when the makkah of turning the nilus into blood happened, Hashem made it that it should be carried out by Aharon, not by Moshe. Why? Because the nilus, the water, the Nile, gave Moshe refuge as an infant. The river is inanimate, has no feelings. But Moshe was told, don't harm it, to show respect and appreciation even to inanimate objects. And if we have that feeling towards inanimate objects, we will have that feeling towards people. We have these type of ethics in our society that we believe is morally justifiable, but is crumb values. It's a grave mistake to adapt such values and allow them to enter our personal lives. The concept of Hakaras HaTov runs very, very deep in Yiddishkeit. The challah being covered before making the bracha on wine. The steps of the Mizbeach, like we said, not to have steps so that the stones should not be disgraced by seeing something inappropriate. All of those things. How many tzaddikim had special compassion even towards animals, and so on and so forth. So this is one very important lesson in life. When we look at people, we don't look at people what I can get from them, but how I can help them. If your connection with them is how I can help them, then you won't turn away from them because, oh, I can't get anything out of them now, so I might as well turn away from them. They're no use for me now, and you discard them. People do this with cliques of so-called friendships in high school, in seminaries, in Beis Medrash, for that matter, and even in the adult life. When you think you could get something out of a person, it's advantageous to you, you'll connect with them. If not, not. Very often, because a person is maybe poor or doesn't dress nicely or maybe is not as intelligent or has something, a problem that they have that's very clear, there are people that actually will not associate with such people. Not only won't they associate with such people, they won't associate with other people who associate with such people. That's how distant you become to stay away from quote-unquote this nicht in zera mention, or however it's said in different circles. And this is a gross error. It's a very important not to fall into this trap and to appreciate and to treat everyone with dignity. There are some people, yes, because it's problematic or emotionally draining, where for your own health, you have to create a certain distance. If someone's toxic, as an example, or unhealthy, and some people you just simply can't help. It's just too difficult. They're too difficult emotionally to handle. And you have to distance yourself to protect yourself because you have no choice. It's not healthy for you to be around certain people. That, if you ask the right people or you have the right evaluation, and you'll be told often, yes, you can't, for example, invite by the Shabbos table a particular individual or type of individual because it will create stress for the family or stress for your wife, or for a wife inviting, it would create stress for the husband, because of their emotional difficulties or physical difficulties. So then it could become complex. You're not judging the person. at all. You're just knowing and acknowledging it's a strain, maybe, because I'm not on that high level, you know, and that's acceptable halachically. And as long as internally you have that respect, you know that some people it's just too difficult. And you're not judgmental about it. So there are situations halachically where you can behave in different ways, where with some people, you know, they're not healthy or they're toxic, and it'll be more damaging. You think you could help them, but they'll drag you down, and you're aware that you're not strong enough to handle it. And you're not making excuses, but you really, really believe that that's the case. And in those cases, it's different. But again, you're not judging the person as a person. That's very, very important. One other quick yesod that Rabbi Tversky brings in his book, Wisdom Each Day, this that we learn in Pirkei Avos, HaKinah VaHataiva VaHakovod Matiyin Es Adam Min HaOlam, which is envy and lust and pursuit of glory, removes a person from the world. So Rabbi Tversky says his work with the treatment of addiction demonstrates beyond the shadow of a doubt that any drive that can never be satisfied can be lethal. The most destructive feature of addiction, whether it's to drugs or alcohol or gambling, is that there's no end point. It constantly increases. You need constant increases doses of, for example, cocaine. That besides the criminal activity that could be led by pursuit of that, there's also the doses themselves could be fatal. Same is true with envy, same is true with lust, same is true with the pursuit of covet. No matter how wealthy one can be, and they're still envious of somebody else, that will never be satisfied. A person driven to satisfy their lust will also be never, ever satisfied. They'll always be looking for their next fix and their next fix and their next fix. Envy is extremely destructive as well. It cannot satisfy it. It'll eat somebody away. It'll eat away at a person. It'll sap every bit of joy out of life. You'll always believe that other people are more fortunate than you are, and it makes your life literally miserable. And that's why it's so important to do our best to work being happy, sameach b'chalkenu, being happy with our life. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't enjoy the pleasures of the world. We talked about this a lot. You can, but within balance. One of the most overlooked items of Yesodos in Parshas Bereishis is that at the same time that Hashem said, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, right before that, what does he say? We call Eitz Hagon Eichel Techel. Eat. You can eat from all the other fruits of the garden. And eat. And some say it's even a chiyuv or a mitzvah. Enjoy it. In other words, Hashem is saying, enjoy it. Have anah from it. But not in an overindulgent way. The Chet Tzedas created that awareness of taivus that led to this unhealthy concept of desiring something that can never be fulfilled. But it is an important, healthy balance that we need to learn in life. You ask Hashem for goodness, to enjoy this world and the next world. And you could ask Hashem to have you enjoy this world, but all within the context of a healthy body-soul connection, where the soul is in the driver's seat, where it's enjoying the physical pleasures, but it always stays focused in the one who created all those physical pleasures, and you're connecting to Hashem through it, by appreciating Hashem, and by thanking Him for it, and to allow it to give you the peace of mind and calmness to be able to go further and to be able to follow your spiritual pursuits. That is the idea behind it. That you have what you have, and oh, okay, Baruch Hashem, now I have some money. I don't have to worry. I can put my mind to other things, to do more mitzvahs, to do more ma'asim tovim. Baruch Hashem, I'm married. I have pas pasali. I have a healthy connection, a one-on-one relationship that moves away loneliness, moves away heartache by being connected and to the ability to have a deep friendship there. And also, yes, a healthy physical relationship that benefits the both husband and wife together. Everything's fine with that. It's perfectly good. But again, it's within the confines of a healthy, balanced life. That is what it is. Taiva, kinava taiva kovid metzinis adam in olam. It's the envy. You could ask Hashem for things that you feel you're lacking, but not because someone else has it. You could ask for a healthy marriage that has a healthy physical aspect too. That's not what lust is. That's a constant pursuit of it. That's something else entirely. And Ezu Chobed HaMechabed HaSabriyos. You honor others. And that makes you honorable. So that is what we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Give us all the shower on us, all the good, the Gashmias, but let the Gashmias become Ruchnias. Let it be elevated. And all the physical gifts is to be appreciated and always to direct it to the one who gave it to you in the first place, that gave you all these gifts, and you appreciate him. And if you appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of this Hakaras HaTayv, you'll do more mitzvahs and more Maisim Tayvim and give more tzedakah, then there won't be harm from benefiting from the goodness and from the pleasures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you. Bracha v'atzlacha.